The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? It is time for another Crosstalk Unhinged. But it's really just the Carmen and Yurko show fucking around because those two fucking slapdick balloon heads aren't here again.
Shut the fuck up, Tommy. We ain't got to worry about that. He ain't going to say nothing. And then we don't have the whiny Silverman here either.
Why do you got to take shots like that? I mean, I'm having fun.
What do you care for?
And you're taking serious shots.
You're having fun, yeah.
I call them slapdick balloon heads, that's
90%
all.
Of what's said in jest is meant 100% to be true.
What is a balloon head anyway?
Yeah. It's a guy that I used to know named Terry Bonick. They called him balloon head.
Is that right?
Or old step and a half, we called them.
All right, it's just the two of us because it's a little bit of a goofy week with some day baseball and Waddle. Poor Waddle's had like back-to-back weeks where he's had to travel for a funeral.
Bereavement time.
And we said, well, we can't let a whole week pass without at least getting in the studio and fucking around and doing it unhinged. So Yurk and I are here for you. I actually, as we were coming in here, I was thinking about something that I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, Yurk. You have an issue, huh?
Not an issue.
Is it a personal issue? Is it about your small penis?
No. That's a very personal issue.
Well, I understand. I mean, listen, it's okay. Well,
thanks, Yurk.
It's how you use it.
Right.
Arm.
Yes.
It's how you use it.
How well you use the equipment.
That's right.
No, I was thinking, like, you know.
In absence of a penis, use your tongue.
Okay. Good call. That's Thank it. You. This is like something that, you know, have you ever read The Sun Also Rises by Ernest Hemingway?
I have not read a lot of Hemingway.
He loses his manhood in war, and it's, you know,
it's lopped off.
It's a tough way to go through the rest of your life,
right?
You know,
I got you.
So, but if only that advice had been passed down, maybe I don't recall reading that line. I've read The Sun Also Rises. I don't recall reading the line when your cock is gone, just use your tongue.
Yeah,
that would have been great advice.
That's what you have.
I wish Yurko would have written the story, not Ernest Hemingway, you know.
Or your digits, you know.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
You know, 10 fingers.
Tongue's probably better.
Let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah, let your fingers, as long as you didn't lose your hands, too, you find a way to satisfy a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Yurk. On that note,
I'm here for you. I mean, I don't know what direction you were going.
What a start.
I was trying to guess what your affliction was.
No, it's not an affliction. It's, you know, our buddy Ryan Russillo, on his extremely popular podcast, does a segment you're called Life Advice.
Right.
I wanted to talk to you. I need some life advice because you've raised children.
I have.
And
I like to think well, but you know, who knows?
No, I think you have done a good
socially
job.
Socially adjusted. I think I'm all right. I think you're okay.
But you famously told the story many, many years ago, and this is going way back as the boys were young, but you took them to the movie theater to see Superbad.
Yep.
And it was kind of a thing that you sort of instantly regretted, but it's a funny story.
About 5 minutes in.
Yeah, about 5 minutes in, you were like, they're probably a little young. I'm getting to a point where my son, who's now 11, like, I'm really struggling. What should he, like, what is allowed and what isn't? Like, a buddy of his just told him how he's seen Die Hard, which to me was kind of stunning. And a lot of times when,
Die Hard's got no nudity in it.
Well, it does at the beginning. Remember, the girls got her tits out when the terrorists first come in.
Listen, the milkers ain't that bad.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I know, but let's face it. Die Hard is filled with a lot of language and a lot of violence.
Sure.
And
violence doesn't matter to me. Violence is going to be seen. You're going to see violence. Watching violence on movies, I don't believe creates a violent individual. No.
They think it does with the video games.
Video game's different because you're actually
doing it.
You're actively participating and you're initiating the shooting and the driving and the running over. You're actually doing that.
Right.
Watching it while not actively participating in the mayhem, I think it's much different.
So I was, you know, Gio asked, he said, Dad, can I watch Die Hard? And one of his friends is in the car, says, well, yeah, I've seen it. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, first of all, you're 11 too. You shouldn't be watching
Die
Hard.
So you asked him the simple question, what happened when you saw the Milky Ones?
I did not ask him that, no. And I told my son, I was like, no, you're not, you can't watch Die Hard. And then they start to, you know.
And then if you're going to allow it, you got to ask the missus if it's allowed.
I know. And
you can't do it by yourself. Otherwise, you go, well, I can't believe you fucking let him watch that.
We're trying to pick, like, okay, some adult content that is acceptable and what we'd like to wait a year or two. Like, he watched Dodgeball, which I'm like, yeah, Dodgeball's okay. That's kind of good, clean fun.
There's only a little bit. There's no nudity in that.
There's no nudity. There's really just, no language.
Just a little girl-on-girl kissing at the end.
That's it. Like, it's all good. It's, you know, and Dodgeball's even rated PG-13. So I'm right. Like, yes. You know what he wants to watch? He wants to watch Caddyshack. He wants to watch.
Oh, and I said, that's great.
I know, but I'm like,
piece of poop, you know? Guys, kids getting high. It's legal.
And then
it's legal, Carm.
It is now.
The argument is it's legal. Go ahead.
And then I thought about my childhood. And
what did you do?
As strict as my parents were about certain things,
right?
They were always pretty lenient when it came to watching R-rated movies. I mean, I was probably my son's age when I had watched a fair number of R-rated movies.
Yes.
And so, I don't know, I'm having a tough time. Like,
and how did you do?
I did okay, I guess. Fine, I'm a little fucked in the head, but I guess I did okay.
We're all a little fucked in the head.
That's true.
Know? If we go to the norm, we've all got our picadillos.
We do.
Picadillo,
yeah.
Whatever the hell they're called.
So did you ever, picadillos, you're right. Did you ever watch
what I wanted to watch. I remember being, when the Blues Brothers came out, I watched Blues Brothers. When Thief came out, I watched Thief. So I was 12.
Yeah.
1979, I believe those movies came out.
Sounds about right.
So I was watching those movies. I didn't like scary movies, so I naturally stayed away from Amityville Horror.
Me too.
I stayed away from The Omen. I stayed away from that crap. Friday the 13th, I myself didn't like it. So it was easy for me to stay away from scary movies. Everybody, oh, let's watch Carrie. I don't want to watch Carrie.
I'm with you.
I ain't watching no scary movies. I'm sorry. Especially if it involved Beelzebub, too. Anything to do with the Antichrist or with the devil. And so, I don't want to, I was a Catholic. I know there's a devil. I don't want to see the devil at work. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see the devil at work.
Yurko and I share that. We share that in terms of what we like in movies. I am not a scary movie guy, especially, like, I like Scream sort of parodying.
Satire.
It's more of a parody.
Satirical.
It's got its scary moments, but, like, I love Scream. I don't mind, like, slasher movies necessarily.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was another one that came out in the 70s. I want no part of.
Yeah?
No part of.
I can't stand, like, the psychological, like, scary movies or thrill. Like, I won't watch Get Out. I won't watch it. And everybody says I'm crazy because it's fabulous. And
I think
it's awesome.
I watched it.
I won't watch it.
But I watched that as an adult.
Yeah, I won't watch it now.
I'm talking about as a 13, 14, 15-year-old kid. I wouldn't. 11, 12.
The Sixth Sense.
I wouldn't watch. So when's the first time you saw Porno Mag?
The first time I saw a porn.
Yeah, a Club Confidential, a Hustler, Playboy. One of your buddy's fathers had himself a little collection.
I actually think, well, yeah, that's true, but I actually think the first time I ever looked at a dirty magazine.
Yeah.
And when we were kids, everybody's got to remember there was no internet.
Sixth grade.
I was probably about in the sixth grade, and we had found, when we moved to Naperville, my parents moved us from Berwyn to Naperville in 1987. So how old would I have been? I would have been 10.
Mm-hmm. I'd have been 20.
Going on 11, right.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood we moved into was just being built, basically.
Right,
we were one of the first homes in there,
You're like E.T., you know, the home in E.T., where there was a lot of construction, it was a new subdivision, that's what you were.
And me and my friends that I started making friends in the neighborhood, we would go into the homes under construction looking to cause trouble. But I remember we stumbled upon the group of men that happened to be working on one said home had stashed in the crawl space in the basement a bunch of dirty magazines. Mm. And we found them, and it was like striking gold.
Of course it was.
Yes. Big Hairy Beaver.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's 1987, 1988. And
Bush was in.
Bush was in. Yes. Yeah, Big Bush. And it was the first time I'd ever seen it.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, so I was probably about sixth or seventh grade.
So, I mean, that's the natural progression, you know?
Yeah.
as the natural inquisitive, you know,
inquisitiveness.
That's kids, yeah, that's when you start to inquire a little bit. Not quite there, but you start to say, "Oh, she's kind of cute." I mean, but you know, what do I do? Nothing, because I'm too shy or whatever.
Oh God, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I knew. I couldn't pick up vibes from a girl when I was probably till I was like 14. Like I was in a different world.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you're thinking about sports.
I was
doing referee stances and making offensive foul calls.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you're in a world of your own.
My son is like me. Like, I don't think he knows girls exist yet.
Oh, don't worry.
And then one of his buddies is, we're on the way to baseball yesterday, and he's talking about his girlfriend. I'm like, your girlfriend? You're 11, dude. Girlfriend. And they're texting each other. Oh, I missed four calls and two texts from, I won't say her name, but, and I'm like, well, who's that? Oh, we did choir together, and she's my girlfriend. I'm like,
this kid
is already 11, York, but he's going to be a legendary coxman. Like, you can already tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
You can already tell. Like, he's got the looks, and he's going to be, like, a first ballot Hall of Fame coxman.
Right. So here's my other way of putting it. The first time I started really kind of noticing girls and, like, more than just their girls, and you could compete against them, and you want to do better than they did in school. It was eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
First time I polished the porpoise. Eighth grade. You remember, right?
I was a little older, yes.
Oh, yeah. For me, it was eighth
I was
grade.
In high school.
Eighth grade.
That's awesome.
The object of my affection was a cheerleader from St. Jude grade school. Blonde-haired, little minstrel. And, you know, you do what you do.
So this was the first time, like, it drove you to the point where you were super aroused and curious?
And you know, when I think about you, I touch myself of situation.
Oh, my God.
The Divinyl Song, by the way. It's a great song, Carmen. You've never heard it.
I've heard.
Next thing you know, I started giving it a little more attention, and it spit at me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened? And then you go into a panic mode because you don't know what the fuck just happened.
It's true.
And it's fucking, you got the check in the mirror, check in the ceiling, you know?
Checking the palm of your hand.
It was mightier than mighty, you know?
Yeah.
Thought I might have killed somebody, right?
Oh my God.
So I think, Carm, if you're asking my advice, I think the first time.
Oh, Lord.
He heads that direction, you're going to know
that
he's finally interested in girls.
Yeah.
But you're older, you said.
Oh, I was definitely older.
Yeah.
Like, I just remember not, like, it didn't register. You know, and everybody matures at a different pace,
right.
I guess. And like I said, some of his friends are much more cognizant of the opposite sex right now. And then he's more in his own world, and all he cares about is Fortnite and goofing around and playing baseball. And
soon enough, Carmen.
Yeah. Once you break that seal, by the way, for the first time, I mean.
Look for crusty socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crusty bath towels.
Oh, God.
That's your telltale sign of you've got yourself a chronic.
Sweet Jesus. Well, we're all chronic. I mean, let's face
issue.
It. Once that first time you break that seal, let's face it, next 15, 20 years.
You want to play with the damn thing
pretty much
every
nonstop.
Morning. Yeah. It's like, whoa, what are you doing?
Play with it plenty.
Hey, how are you?
Eric Ostrowski's. I could see he's dying to jump in here.
All right, so two things. One, I remember our first, like, stash that we found was, as I got music playing in the background, my buddy's parents slept in different rooms, so it was in the dad's room, and you know, like, the top shelf in the closet, like, the shelf, but where you hang things below it?
Yeah.
That entire shelf, from the shelf to the ceiling, wall to wall, all big girl magazines.
Big girl.
Apparently, they were all hefty. Like every single,
big girls.
Probably like 500.
So that was his fetish.
That was his thing. Apparently,
that's what he loved.
Big girl.
There's a magazine as a kid. I didn't get a lot of, but Jugs.
Yeah.
JUGGS.
Yeah. Double G. Right.
Double G was featured prominently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Jugs magazine.
And that was like sixth grade.
Yeah.
When we discovered that.
See, that's about the
time. My son will be in sixth grade next year. Yeah.
So, Yurko, when you polished it the first time, because for me, I obviously did it so early, it was clear. It didn't have the substance.
All right, this is getting...
It wasn't milky.
It didn't have the milkiness.
I mean, no.
Jesus,
and I
Eric.
Was so,
so
weirded
what we're
out.
Looking for, yeah. You're oh looking for viscosity. God.
So I think I was like too young.
He didn't have the viscosity is think what I we're was talking too young. About here. The potency, really, is
right.
what you're
oh
talking about right there.
Fucking Lord in heaven.
You couldn't weird. Fire on all cylinders and impregnate anything.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. This might
so.
Be the one that finally gets us canceled here
oh,
for...
Oh, this is medical carm.
Eric talking about his clear ejaculate.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, mine was milky, but like right. thick as a crayon.
See, I was older. Mine was milky.
Thick as a crayon.
Right,
yeah.
I think I just... I
thick
know.
As a crayon, like I was backed up for years, you
Eric
know?
Spanking it in
came
sixth
out
grade.
Like a Crayola.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the first time. I think I was in high school, so I was a little older than you guys. Yeah.
Carm, I can remember exactly where I was, exactly who I was thinking of.
Really?
I can remember it all. And you must have processed it. You were, I hope you weren't ashamed. It's a natural process that young men go through.
No, I know. But I think when you're young, it's still you're a little. Aren't you a little
well,
ashamed?
Like I said, I was cleaning up the whole damn thing. I didn't know what the hell happened.
When you're young, you go from like that's embarrassing to talk about. To then once you're an adult and you've got your buddies and you're in college and beyond, that's like all you talk about. I mean, it's like so. I don't know. I don't know if ashamed is the right word. I do remember the first person I was thinking of. That's true.
Oh yeah,
I do remember that. A high school crush.
A realtor?
No. It was. She wasn't a realtor. No.
Not yet.
I had not.
Not yet.
I hadn't spread my wings yet, Yurko. I was not thinking of a realtor.
I got you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Somebody that helped sell the first house to the Carmen
family? No, that definitely wasn't it. But yeah, I've been dealing with that a lot lately, like trying to figure out like what's. Okay, is he old enough to watch R-rated movies? What can I show him? What is he going to watch anyway? What are he and his buddies going to watch now that they spend more time together without parental supervision as they get older?
Here's one for you.
Plus, they've got the internet, Yurk, which scares the hell out of me because, God, who knows? I don't even know if my son's looked at naked
what
girls
was,
on the internet
what
yet.
Was, well, that's the easiest place in the world
I
to
know.
Find it. I mean, and their phones, if they got phones,
he's got a phone.
No matter what you can do, they can always traverse it, Carm.
He's got a phone.
The movie with Fat Bastard.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Would you let him watch the first one, Austin Powers? Because there's nothing but sexual innuendo in that whole thing.
That's true, but I don't think you get it. You know, so it's like I'd be...
You'd be surprised how smart kids are.
That's true. What did he say to me the other day?
Kids are, schwang! No, that's the other movie.
That's Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yeah.
He said to me the other day...
What did he say?
I snapped at them briefly before a baseball game recently because...
They weren't paying attention.
Well, and they were talking about, like, so we do, like, a couple years ago, the White Sox, while I rip them a lot, I'll give them credit here. The Bulls and Sox Academy is great. And our Little League, and I think a lot of the Little Leagues in the area, partner up with the Sox Academy.
Sure.
And they come out and they'll
learn how not to run to first base. Go ahead. I'm joking. Go ahead. You partner
Touché.
With the Sox and the
Touché,
Cubs
Yurko.
Academy.
No,
it.
they actually teach really. I mean, they're really great with the kids. The camps they do, and they do a coaching thing at the start of every year, just to arm the coaches with some like big league level stuff that you can pass on to the kids, right, Yurk?
Yeah.
And they teach a throwing progression that, you know, they encourage you to teach your kids. And we've done it for a few years. And we start our first Little League practice every year with the same thing, Yurk. It's a throwing progression that they start with. And the very basic thing they do is just a simple, you know, your partner is not even 10 feet away, Yurk, and it's a simple cock of the wrist, right?
Yeah.
And so the kids get a big kick out of that. You know, all you're going to do, kids, is cock your wrist. And so you're right. The innuendo, everything's fucking slapdick funny, right? The cock of the wrist.
And cock your wrist.
And then, you know, and then the, what did we talk about?
Of course, you're going to have fun.
We were doing practice like a couple of Saturdays ago, and we were trying to show the kids proper positioning around the bag. You know, how to get tags down, not to get yourself in a vulnerable position where you're going to get hurt. You know, if you've got to apply a tag at second, if you're on the bag, if you're covering the bag at second base, depending on where the ball is in the outfield, where you should position yourself. And they're slapdicking around again. They're laughing. And I kind of snapped. And my son says to me after, he's like, Dad, you got to understand, when you talk about cocking wrists in the different positions, we think it's funny. And I said, different positions? I said, what's funny about that? He's like, come on, Dad, you know. And I'm like, what in the holy
fuck? He doesn't want to have to. Your kid doesn't want to have to fucking explain it to you.
I'm like, what in the world?
Come on.
And so I'm in my head.
You're talking about something serious, but all they hear is cock and balls.
And they hear position. They're like, Dad, you're talking about the different positions.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm in my head, I'm
so
thinking.
So you know he knows it all. Modified doggy, you know.
Like, these kids are talking.
Spit roast, you know. These kids know what the hell's going on.
Like, they're talking about sexual positions already amongst one another? Like,
yes.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Yurko, it's fucking
no,
driving me nuts.
No, this is what you get.
I know.
Champ, this is what you get.
So I've been thinking about all this lately.
Yeah.
And it's, I got to admit, it's kind of heavy. You're like, all of a sudden, one day they're four, and now they're joking about sexual positions.
Yeah, they're prepubescent.
I know. It's really crazy, dude. It is. So
take a picture of them when they go to high school and look at the picture at the senior year. And there is such an immense amount of difference. There is such a maturation. They're two different people. They're two different people.
That's crazy.
In four years. They're different people. Just the way it works.
I don't know. So it's heavy, folks. I guess that's all I'd say. People like, you know, Yurko's kids are grown. He knows. If you've got high school kids, like, you probably know. You've been there, done that. Eric's kids are a little bit younger.
Mine are 24, and 19. My daughter will be 19 here shortly.
Like, they're adults.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and so you've been through all of it. And
I've been through the wars.
Waddle knows it. Like, Sylvie's going to learn it real quick. His kids are a little bit younger than mine. Eric's kids are younger. But, like, in 6 years, Eric, you're going to be back in here, and we're going to be doing this podcast, and you're going to be like, holy shit, I remember when you were talking about it, and now all of a sudden they're joking around about sexual positions.
Yeah, not, like, so funny at that point.
It's crazy.
Crowd, right?
No,
right.
Mm-hmm. No. You know, and like they're watching R-rated movies, and I don't know. It's just, it's pretty wild. I guess everybody says it goes fast, but
How about this? You got to wait for the first time for your kid to get hammered, right?
I know.
So I'm hosting a party for my kid's eighth grade year. Right? Eighth grade year, they got a dance. He goes with a girl, blah, blah, blah. We got the hot tub in the back. Everybody's having a good time. I'm worrying about kids bringing alcohol in. Meanwhile, my jackaloon, Jacob, he's the one that decides, hey, I'm going to fill the vodka bottle. Or no, I'm going to fill a water bottle with vodka. He's hammered, right?
Oh my God.
He falls down on the deck and boom, boom, boom. And my ex-roommate looks at me and goes, something's wrong with him. Medically wrong with him. I looked at him. I go, ain't nothing wrong with him. He's drunk.
He's just drunk.
He's drunk. I go, we failed. We're so busy worrying about everybody else, we forgot our own jackaloon.
Your own son.
Own jackaloon. Worried about everybody else's kids to make sure everybody else is going to be safe. Meanwhile, old Jake, old Tito's Jake, I call him now. Old Tito's Jake.
I'm going to start calling Jake Tito from now on.
Oh, yeah. Just boom. Done. Done.
Now, did.
Had to walk into the room.
Oh.
Party prematurely ends. You know, they're coming to get their kids at 10:30 anyway. So everything. I go, oh, don't worry. Nobody was drinking except for Jake. For my little fucking idiot that I got. At that point, you got to take. We actually found a kid that had some in his backpack and we kept it and we had to send the little guy home. You know, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, champ. Meanwhile, the idiot, my idiot, is the one that's hammered to the bejesus, and people are laughing at
him. Did anybody, and they all knew it,
they
I guess.
All
they
knew.
All knew it, all
of course
the kids knew.
They did.
Did that ruin him for vodka forever, or is he still a vodka drinker?
Oh, no, no. He'll
drink vodka.
He'll drink beer. He's a beer guy mostly.
Yeah, he's a craft beer guy.
Yeah, kinda. Coors Light guy.
Coors Light guy.
Yeah,
that's craft
Coors
beer.
Light.
That's craft.
That's what he likes.
Come on.
Not really. It's a little.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But it's delicious.
But he has had, like, candy crushables. Which is like the Hammond microbrew that you can get that at. I think it's 18th Street Brewery.
Oh, they make whiskey too.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
18th Street Distillery.
Yeah.
They do quite well.
I think it's right behind St. Margaret's or Franciscan Hospitals now.
Okay.
In Hammond, Indiana, out there. So, you know, he likes that. He's a gumball head guy.
Gumball head's great.
Zombie dust guy. So he likes the, you know, the craft beers also.
So, Yurko, your life advice for me is
listen,
it's going to happen.
Things are going to happen. And then you've got to deal with them.
Deal with it.
And you've got to, you know, I always say it's like bowling. I'm bumper bowling. You're the bumpers. The kids start heading into the gutter, you got to knock them back into the lane. That's what you've got to do as a parent.
Do you think I should let them watch Die Hard?
I think you should let them watch Die Hard.
Okay.
Again, it's a long time ago, though.
Okay.
Remember, we were a little bit rougher back when we were kids. We were exposed to a little bit more.
I know, you're right.
They don't want to expose kids to anything anymore.
I'm worried.
Except for COVID shots.
But I was probably You know, when did Die Hard come out? 86? I was probably 13 or 14 when I saw Die Hard. Now, he's a little younger than that. I told them next year, maybe. I said, when you're 12, how's that? I said, compromise, work with me. How about when you're 12, you can watch Die Hard?
At some point, you got to let the reins off the little guy. You got to let him run, you know?
I know.
You got to let him run.
Yeah. I think I was probably his age when I watched Rambo for First Blood.
It's like when you have multiple kids, too. The oldest one is the one that has to wait the longest to do it. By the time the Munda family had like 6 kids.
Yeah.
By the time Roger could do what the hell he wanted.
He was on his own.
By the time he was 10, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
They were so tired of dealing with everybody that went through the bay. Well, Mike, Patrick, Angela, Steve, Joe, Rockhead, and little Roger at the end, the King of Rock. By that time, they do what the hell you want. We're too tired to know the difference.
All right.
So your boy's the oldest one.
Yeah, Gio's the oldest.
So it's going to take you a little bit more time because you're going to want to fight the power.
Right.
Naturally. And then once he's allowed to watch it, then all of a sudden the little one's going to be allowed to watch it all the time.
He'll be able to watch anything.
Yeah.
She's not interested in Die Hard, I don't think. But
no,
God only knows what she's going to get into.
Princess Diaries.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, that's a whole other thing that scares me.
Fried green tomatoes.
My little girl gets older. It's like, holy cow.
Steel Magnolias. The Notebook, Carm. The Notebook. That's what she wants to watch.
No, she doesn't.
A love story. The Notebook.
Thank you for the life advice. I know what you're hard for. You got to be hard for your trip to the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. Yeah, I go with my daughter, goddaughter, and Renee. We're going to go down there, flying out on Sunday, coming back here on Friday.
Dude.
Jakey's taking care of the house, him and his pistols. So
I'm jealous.
We'll be in pretty good shape. Of Jake?
No, of you.
He'll teach you how to shoot.
Not
you want to know.
I'm jealous of you. You're going to the fucking Bahamas
Jake's
for a week.
He's got a nice little armory that he's built downstairs.
He's got himself
something going.
I heard
down
he's,
there.
He's become quite proficient.
He knows how to clean, disassemble everything, reassemble everything.
That's good.
Yeah. Quite the marksman he is.
So, what am I heart for? I'm heart for what hopefully is going to be a beautiful weekend. We got the NFL schedule release.
In that high school crush of yours.
High school crush of mine. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Yerk. Yeah, I still remember.
No names. Protect the innocent.
I still remember. I think she knows who she is.